This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad, Kharkov with news. Our top story is first. Discussion on the way regarding Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba's vote of confidence proposal in Parliament. Prime Minister Deuba stresses on broader collaboration and dialogues among political parties. CPN-UML decides not to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Deuba. And rain-induced disasters kill at least 20 people in Indian city of Mumbai. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the reinstated House of Representatives is discussing the trust motion presented by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. In the second meeting of the 8th session of the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Deuba asked all members and political parties to cast the vote of confidence on his behalf, saying the country has come to a difficult juncture. Prime Minister Deuba stressed an extensive dialogue and cooperation among all political parties for safeguarding the constitution and setting up political stability. He also said the government's top priority would be to save people's lives by vaccinating them. Prime Minister Deuba also said that he would get cooperation and support from all political parties and civil society in fight against the common problem of poverty and unemployment. Prime Minister Deuba also said the incumbent government would continue to the good works initiated by the erstwhile government led by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and amend the wrong works. Meanwhile, CPN-UML member Pradeep Kumar Gyawale said the formation of the incumbent government itself was unnatural and unexpected. Thus, the CPN-UML would not cast trust vote up to Prime Minister Deuba. Likewise, Nepali Congress leader Dr. Menendra Rizal said that this day marks the beginning of new chapter in saving the constitution. Thus also cast vote for Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba as he came to save constitution and the democratic system. Also speaking on the occasion, CPN Mao Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda thanked the Supreme Court for reinstating the House of Representatives. He also urged all to support Prime Minister Deuba and create a new national aspiration and unity. Similarly, addressing the House session, People's Socialist Party leader Mahanta Thakur said his party would cast vote for trust motion presented by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. On the occasion, he said the current constitution was problematic and it needed amendment. In the previous meeting of the House, various ordinances were tabled. Ordinances related to oath of office, Railway Ordinance 2078, and other ordinances were tabled in the meeting today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of Prime Minister, tabled the ordinances at the meeting. Similarly, ordinances related to Drug Third Amendment 2078, COVID Crisis Management 2078, Health Workers and Health Institutions Security First Amendment were tabled at the meeting. Likewise, Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Kant tabled the ordinances related to Social Security, Nepal Police and Province Police Work Execution, among others. Similarly, Minister for Finance Janardhan Sharma presented the Economic Ordinance 2078, Appropriation Ordinance 2078, among others. The 9th session of the National Assembly has commenced from today. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Tamil Sinha read out a letter in this regard sent by the President. Chairman Tamil Sinha also read out a separate letter regarding appointment of Nepali Congress President and ANC Parliamentary Party leader Sher Bahadur Deuba to the post of Prime Minister and Cabinet expansion sent by the Office of the President. The Constitutional Council Function Duties Rights and Procedure First Amendment Ordinance 2078 has been scrapped. according to a statement issued by the Office of the President today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari cancelled the ordinance at the recommendation of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
दुबई जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Parliamentary Party meeting of the Nepali Congress has issued a whip to its lawmakers to vote in favour of trust motion for Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba at today's meeting of the House of Representatives. The meeting held at Parliamentary Building in New Banesar issued the whip to ANC lawmakers to vote for Prime Minister Deuba during the trust motion. Communist Party of Nepal Mao Center has decided to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. A meeting of the CPN Mao Center Parliamentary Party held in Simadarbar today agreed to support Prime Minister in his bid to win a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives session. However, the CPN UML has urged party lawmakers not to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba going against the party's official decision. A meeting of the party's standing committee held today at Chassel-based Tulsilal Memorial Trust in Lalitpur decided that any of the party lawmakers backing the Prime Minister in a bid to win the vote of confidence would not be in the party. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal and Bamdev Gautam, including other leaders, were absent in today's standing committee meeting. Lawmaker Bhim Rawal has resigned from his post today. Elected from Assam Constituency 1 as the House of Representatives member, Rawal is also vice chairperson of CPN UML. Leader Rawal resigned from the post stating that he won't participate in an immoral political game. He submitted his resignation letter to a Speaker of House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkota. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has directed the concerned bodies to forward the anti-COVID-19 vaccine procurement procedure effectively. Holding discussion with the Health Secretary and health experts of the Health Ministry, Director General of Health Services Department and Chiefs of Vaccine Divisions at Baluwata today, Prime Minister Deuba directed them to make the vaccination drive organized and smooth, increasing the number of vaccination centers. Prime Minister Deuba also called on the officials to set up holding centers in border checkpoints, widen the testing and manage oxygen beds and ICUs to tackle the possible third wave of COVID-19. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,801 corona infection cases today. The ministry has also reported 1,667 full recovery from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 23 corona-related deaths have been confirmed today. With this, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,550 in the country. The Nepali Army has been ranked in second in terms of its contribution to the United Nations peacekeeping missions. The Nepali Army has said that it has been contributing to 12 different peacekeeping missions now and has been ranked second from its previous third position. Nepal Army spokesperson Brigadier General Santosh Ballapodil said, even at the time The United Nations has been curtailing the number of peacekeeping forces. The demand of Nepal Army has been increasing. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News, now and international updates. At least 20 people have been killed in landslides and a wall collapse as monsoon rain continues to pour down in Indian city of Mumbai. India's National Disaster Response Force said at least 14 people were killed in the coastal Mahul area when a landslide caused a wall to collapse on several homes. Meanwhile, at least 6 people were killed when a landslide collapsed home in the northern suburb of Berkoli, and authorities have reported 11 incidents of houses and wall collapsing in Mumbai area. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhapashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. Discussion underway regarding Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba's vote of confidence proposal in Parliament. Prime Minister Deuba stresses on broader collaboration and dialogues among political parties. CPN UML decides not to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Deuba, and rain-induced disasters kill at least 20 people in Indian city of Mumbai. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.